The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by promodj.com, audioboom.com, clamor.com, sbsdesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music, nyc.com, vintagesoulsupply.com, diamondfuse.com, and manhattanscreenprint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, we'd like to introduce ourselves. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Ariel. Tanya here.
All right, guys. And right now, we want to let you guys know that this is the Open Bottle Talk. I want to say firsthand, number one beer review show full of assholes. And just hopefully you guys listen to the warning at the beginning of the show.
Don't skip it.
Yeah, because things are going to get pretty bad. And what we learned in the last episode is it usually ain't us that say some fucked up shit. So we're hoping that this becomes a very squirrely experience. So what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to go around the room and just kind of get it out of the way in a nice, friendly banter. So we'll start off with TK, which I don't know why she said her real name. That was silly. I like TK better.
Okay.
Like, TK, so Miss TK.
Yes.
Since the last time you're here, what's been new for you positively since the last time you were here last week?
Pretty much nothing. I'm a lonely person. Aww. I need new people in my life.
You're working hard, though, right?
I work hard.
There we go.
Perfect. Fantastic. And Miss Lovebug, that's what we call her. The reason why we call her TK and the other one Lovebug is actually that's their name on Periscope. So they started watching us on Periscope and now they're here. So Miss Lovebug, what have you been up to since the last time we saw you? Me and Frank ain't seen you in like 5 years and shit.
It's been like 3 weeks. I'm now a nationally certified pharmacy technician.
Congratulations.
Which opens my horizons to working in hospitals and other things and also doing what you used to do as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Congratulations. And Frank.
Yeah.
It's been a week, dude.
Oh, it's been a fucking week.
So, anything positive?
Oh, it's been a fucking week. Back to the conversations that end in my head with, I loathe you, I'd like to punch you in the face, things like that.
These are all like 12-year-old kids.
Six.
Oh, six-year-old kids. Six-year-olds. Those are throat chopping?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think the weather's starting to change in Vegas right now. We're starting to move out of that really, really cold winterish and moving into an early spring. And I think the kids are starting to feel it and they're going nuts.
Oh, nice. And for me...
Yeah, what's up with you, man?
My hand's still fucked up and no one gives a shit. But I can tell you positively, I'm glad that I'm being treated this way so that when we open up our business, our brewery, that we would never treat anyone like
no.
this. I've actually learned the value and importance for treating someone like they matter.
Sure.
And my hand will be going on almost a month now, no help. So I know that it's not anyone's fault. Well, it is. But in reality, if I was someone who mattered to the company, instead of being a clog in the wheel, I would have been helped right away. Like if I was a CEO or the number one salesman, you know. But Yeah, it is what it is. All right, guys. So right now, what we're going to do is we've got some very interesting beers going on. And Frank is going to tell you guys what we are doing.
We've got two from Brewery Omegang out of Cooperstown, New York. They're Game of Thrones series. One is Seven Kingdoms, which is a hoppy wheat ale. The other is Valar Doharis. I believe that's Doharis. I've heard it before.
That'll be fine.
That's a Belgian-style triple. From Brew Rebellion, we've got Chris Martin S'more Porter with Habanero. Ooh, yes, another Habanero beer.
Another spicy beer.
From Dogfish Head, out of Delaware, we've got Midas Touch and the always famous Sammy Claus Classic Malt Liquor from Schloss Eggenberg.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to let the ladies pick first. They're going to kind of like go in a corner, giggle a little bit. Which beer are we doing first and which one is going to be dessert, ladies? And dessert means that's the beer we're looking forward to. So ladies, you guys talk amongst yourself. Me and Frank are going to Google and sexually harass you with our eyes and you guys work that out. So you guys figure out which one's first and which one's going to be last. So Frank.
Yeah.
Have you looked at their bits? It's nice.
Right.
Do you like the way they jiggle?
I do.
Oh, man, their jiggle is...
out of this world.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Holy like shit. It? Okay.
They got a face you can blap on and everything. Fuck. No, don't worry. They can't hear us. It's fine.
Apparently, no.
Yeah, I like the way... Look at TK.
Right.
Look how she's grabbing it. Look how she's grabbing that bottle.
I see. Right.
Oh, my God. They're both touching it.
Stop that.
All right, ladies, time is up. What beer are we doing first, and what beer are we holding off last?
First, we want to do that Dogfish.
We do want to do the doggy style, absolutely. And which one's last?
The Games of Thrones, this one here, the
Seven Kingdoms.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is set. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off with the Dogfish, and we're going to end it with a Game of Thrones beer, and hope you guys are ready. We really hope you listen to that warning. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and right now we are going to embark on one of our favorite brews. I kind of like this brew a lot. And what about you, Frank? How do you feel about this brewery?
I love these guys. They're awesome.
And ladies, are you familiar with this brewery?
No, but I'm excited to try it out.
How about you, TK?
Sort of, yes.
All right, Frank, what are we doing for everybody on today's show?
From Dogfish Head out of Milton, Delaware, this is Midas Touch, which is a handcrafted ancient ale with barley honey, white muscat grapes, and saffron.
Saffron.
Yeah.
Cool part is it's out of their ancient series. There's a bunch of other beers that they make that come across the ancient series. It's pretty cool. Where are these guys located? And where
Milton, Delaware. And if you want some more information on these guys, it's www.dogfishhead.com.
Very nice. So cheers, Mr. Frank.
Grazie.
And I'll take this one. All right, guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask one of the ladies. So we'll start off with Miss Lovebug. Lovebug, what do you like about the bottle?
I like the color. It's a very pretty purple color. And I like the fingerprint that they have on there. It's really nice. If it was on a shelf, I would grab it. Just
really?
Because of the label. It's cute.
Dogfish Head is beneficial. It's cute. All right. So here we go, guys. Now, it's Midas Touch, right? King Midas with his golden touch.
Everything turns to gold.
And so what we can definitely tell you is the liquid looks gold. Will we all agree on that?
Sure.
Yes.
All right, so let's get down to the smell. Cheers to that, guys. Clinkity, clink, clink. Clink. Ow.
Clink.
All right. No, Frank. Instead of tasting it, Frank, what do you smell? We'll start off with TK, and we'll work its way.
Damn. Got the format.
Yes, all right. So, TK, what do you think on that smell?
To me, it kind of smells a little musty. Sorry, but that's what I'm smelling. Musty.
No, you're right about that. That's fine. How about you, Lovebug?
It smells sweet to me. It
smells a little sweet to you. That's it? Mm-hmm. Can you describe the sweet? Does it remind you of anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. Frank?
Honey?
You got a little honey going on?
Yeah, a little honey. Definitely malty. I agree. It smells sweet.
Okay.
And definitely yeasty.
Fair enough. For me, guys, I actually can smell the saffron. I can smell floral. It's got a little bit of like a nice honeysuckle fragrance to it. It's got a nice body, and it actually smells very delicate. It smells soft, nothing aggressive, pretty easy going. It's pretty dainty. So
fragile.
Fragile, absolutely. I also like to start at Target.
Yeah.
King of Kings store.
Right. Shit.
All right, guys, let's get down to the taste. Clickety clank and a cheers.
Cheers.
That's pretty damn interesting. Wow. We'll start off with Frank.
It's on the sweet side. You can taste the grape, and they're muscat grapes, so they're not grapes that you're going to use for just plain old eating or in jelly. It's more for wine. So it's got a wine finish to it, a little on the sour side in the back, and lots of tannins. You definitely get the the sweet from the honey, sweet from the malt. The yeast presence, I'm not really getting.
All right. How about you, TK?
Definitely tastes honey. Sweet. Very clean and sweet.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, how about you, Miss Lobo?
I have to agree. The honey taste. And it is really sweet. It's delicious.
Nice. Nice. For me, guys, I've actually worked with saffron, and it puts off a very unique flavor in anything you put it in. Primarily, saffron is used to change the color, but I can actually taste the plant. Honey is very robust. It's got a strong presence, but the grapes are overpowering, yeah, which makes it come off very vino. For those that may be transitioning from wine all the way to beer, this is a great transition because it comes off pretty high, almost like a Pinot Noir a little bit, even though the color doesn't look it, but it's pretty aggressive like that, or maybe a Malbec. It's got a nice, good aggression to the grapes, and then, of course, the tannins are nice, and overall, it's pretty spot on, in my opinion, with the delicate nature of this beer. It's not watery, but it's not creamy, but it's like, don't finish me. It's just like, take your time with me before you put it in my ass. And then you're like, oh, you got it. And you want to like spit on it or really buy the good move. So
you think this is like a just the tip beer?
Oh, that's just the tip. Oh, yeah.
And honey lasts a long time, so you don't have to spit too much. Honey will kind of coat it.
I like really the way. Well. God, I'm glad you're back. Oh, my God. Frank, hold your bits down. I see it trying to bite my foot.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right, guys. So what we're going to do now is we're going to rate this beer. You guys know the rating system. 0 to 5. 3 right in the middle. And go ahead, TK. And why?
I'd say a 3. It's very sweet. Very girly drink, I would say.
Really?
But I like a strong beer, so.
Okay.
I'll say 3. 3.5.
Give or take.
3.5. For the girls.
For the ladies. Yes. She's going all out for you. All right. Sounds good to me. A little Joan of Arc-ish right there. Going out for the ladies. Love Bug. What you got?
I give it a 4 because it reminds me of wine. And I love wine. So I think it's a 4 and it's delicious and sweet and a good dessert beer.
Fair enough.
I like how she said it's a good dessert beer. I would agree because it's definitely more on the sweet side. I'm going to go 4 as well. I think it's well above average. It's interesting. It's what you said about taking your time with it. Yeah, I see that, but I also see something in there is saying pound it. Absolutely pound me.
Like I said, just like before you do anal.
Right.
See it? So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go with a 4 as well. Not only the descriptions that everybody put out there are pretty spot on. The only thing I can add on it is it's a very unique, under complex beer. What do I mean by that? It's simple. You taste very simple things that when you put them together makes it a complex beer. Dogfish Head, they think outside the box. Their beers literally are not for everybody. They tell you that it's not for the faint of heart. If you're not into being adventurous, then what's the point of putting it in your mouth? That's what I always say when I'm trying to introduce ATMs in the bedroom.
Yeah, off-centered beer for off-centered people.
There it is, and that is their... Why are you giggling? Has that happened to you before? Everybody agree with an ATM? No?
Got quiet.
Yeah. A little uncomfortable. Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on with the next beer. And we'll see you guys. I told y'all, listen to that warning. Guys, we just started. Shit.
Don't skip the warning.
Yeah, please don't. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all back. I do apologize for the brief moment that we were not here with you. The problem is one of the ladies on the show had a zipper malfunction on their sweatpants. And I know I'm scratching my head too.
Awesome.
But you should realize that the camel toes on this show are fucking very, very... You know what? I hate to say this, but Trump did not ban that location of camel toes. I promise you, it is what it is. You can visit the camel toes anytime you want. It reminds me of home. All right, Frank, what are we doing next, bud? Oh, wait, ladies, did you guys have fun with the last beer?
Oh, we did.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Nipples aren't hard yet, folks, but we are working our way to it. Frank, what do you got?
Brewery Omegang out of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Game of Thrones series. It's Valar Dohaeris.
Valor.
Valar Dohaeris.
Dolaris.
It's not the Lars. There's no L there.
Yeah, there's an arrow. It's silent. Like you would say phenomenal, but it's actually PH. See, there's no F there.
It's Valar Dohaeris. It's a Belgian-style triple ale. This is 9% ABV. I don't think we said what minus touch was. That's too bad.
Oh, that's all right. We can kind of go back to it. Did we say the ABV on it? It
was
a 9% on the minus touch, which we spoke before. So that was an easy drink. Yeah, that was a vital piece of information.
Yeah, we forgot.
Yeah, you did go up this long.
I don't do this by myself.
Yep.
If you want more information on these guys, I believe it's breweryomegang.com.
Okay, now, cool part about...
Omegang.
ways.
So, like I was saying. No, go ahead. Anyways,
I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan.
And then
I'm just a huge Game of Thrones fan. Hi guys, I'm just gonna get all pillowy in your ear. Ooh.
Anyways, let's get back to the beer.
Fair enough. No, guys, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, and that's why I collect these, and I've been sitting on these for a while, so I'm glad to share it with everybody. So Frank is removing the cage, and we're gonna go ahead and pop the top. Ladies and gentlemen, that was not a coochie. That was the cork that came out the bottle. All right. Looks like we're set to go, Frank. Yeah, we're good. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and everybody's going to get some of this right now. Now, anybody here at the table Game of Thrones fan at all?
Yes.
All right. Who's your favorite character?
Tyrion.
Nice. I like midgets, too. I like the dragons.
You like the dragons?
I want the dragons. And ladies, you guys ever watch Game of Thrones at all?
Not.
I watch it, Key.
Good, Frank. I can't wait for it to come back.
I will watch the reruns just for you, Keith.
Nah, don't do it just for me. You should do it because now we're about to get hate mail. Like, why aren't the girls watching it? Oh my God, are they getting their sniz blown out? Probably.
I read the books also.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Oh, you're an extreme fan.
I'm just extreme.
Oh.
Extreme. Oh, pull your fucking pants down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to talk about, how it looks, right?
Wow. Some of it's not what I expected. I mean, it's a Belgian triple, right?
Yep, Belgian triple.
So it's a Belgian triple. I was expecting it to be pretty transparent. This has a lot of stuff floating in it, and we barely got through half the bottle.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Because the real good sediment is usually all the way down at the bottom. So this has quite a bit. It's a nice honey color. Decent.
I wanted to throw in the word. It's a lot of suspension in there. There's a lot of suspended particulates running in it, and I'm hoping that's the Belgium yeast that they were using. So I'm pretty stoked about this. So here we go, guys. We're going to go ahead and get down to the smell. Cheers to the smell.
Cheers to
and
smell.
We'll start off with TK. Wow, that's definitely Belgium. All right, what you got for us, TK?
It's not hops.
Okay. So you're smelling something floral, or are you smelling something bitter?
Well, let me do that again.
Don't do it as many times as you want.
I smell a little floral.
Okay. Does it smell nice to you, or is it like off-putting?
Off-putting, yes.
It's a little off-putting to you? Mm-hmm. All right, how about you, Miss Lovebug?
It smells boozy to me.
A little boozy?
Yeah.
What was the ABV on this evening? Oh, so far we've done 2 9s on the show. All right, she says boozy. Is it appealing or not appealing?
It's still appealing for it being the same ABV as the Midas Touch, but this seems a little bit stronger to me.
Is that true for you, Miss TK? Since you work in the industry as far as booze goes, does it smell boozier?
It actually does smell boozy, yes.
Okay, perfect. And how about you, Mr. Frank?
It smells far boozier than the last one that we did, but it smells sweet, little honeyish. I'll go with floral also. There's a lot going on, I think, and I just can't put my finger on exactly what it is. Booze is definitely kind of outweighing everything right now.
Fair enough. For me, guys, I'm a huge Belgian fan. So if you are a Belgian yeast fan, so if you guys are not familiar with Belgian yeast, it puts off a weird like funk. At the same time, it puts off a delicate metallic smell. There's a huge metallic smell. I mean delicate for me, but there is a metallic smell that's coming through. Very weedy, bready, a little bit of citrus running around. And overall, it's almost floral in a sense. It smells like a real pretty sweet flower, if you will, with a touch of a metallic twang to it. The best way to say it is if you sucked on a penny, that's what it smells like. So if anyone's ever can associate the two, that's what's going on. But Belgian yeast has a nice, weird metallic floral smell. And yes, the booze is very strong, but not astringent enough to like burn your eyes. We've smelled some boozy shit.
Good call on the weedy though, because I wasn't thinking weedy.
Okay.
Because a Belgian triple usually is not a wheat beer.
No.
But this is definitely very weedy, very bready.
Yeah, it's got a weird byproduct going on.
Yeah.
That's putting it off.
It's on.
So you guys ready? Let's go ahead and taste this. Cheers to the clinkity clank. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, definitely weedy. There's a lot of wheat going on. Heavy amounts of that Belgian yeast I was talking about. And it's very metallic. Again, like you were sucking on a penny. In my opinion, or nickel, depends on what type of kid you were. A little watery. I think it's a little watery for its style. And out of all the Game of Thrones I've ever tried, I think this would be the second best one they've made out of the series. That's just my opinion. What you guys got? Anybody can jump on it. Whoever wants to. No, never mind. Don't jump at once. It's fine.
Well, I was one of those kids who sucked on a penny. Yes, you're right.
Okay, so you can taste a little metallic.
Yeah, metallic in there, yes.
Is it creamy or is it watery to you, TK?
A little watery, yes.
Okay. Is this appealing to you as a lady who drinks overall and works in the industry? Because you usually have to straw a lot of things. Is this appealing? And if this is appealing for both genders, that would be cool. Or would this, in your professional opinion, would this be more female or more male or both?
I think it's more male, definitely.
Okay. And why is that?
It has, like you guys said earlier, it has like a little boozy to it. It has a little oomph to it.
A little oomph. Okay.
It's a little sweet, but not too much where, you know, ladies would be like, oh, I like it.
I like the way you say it. So Asian. All right, Miss Lovebug, what about for you?
I mean, I like it. Not as much as the Midas Touch because it's not as sweet, but it is a little bit watered down.
Okay, so it's a little watered down. Now, would you continuously drink this? Let's say that's all we're carrying. Would you drink this? Let's say you came over next time. This is all we had, or would you pass?
I would definitely drink it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And Frank?
Well, it's an odd beer. It's definitely weedy. And to me, that heaviness kind of comes through. I can see the watery part, but I also feel it's pretty creamy. And it's boozy.
Fair enough.
The booziness really hits you in the back, and then the hang time is crazy.
All right, guys, let's get down to grading. Whoever wants to step up can talk about the grade. Again, for those that are still first time listening, we grade our beers from zero being the worst, three in the middle means it's not bad or good. It's just, hey, glad I tried it. And five, holy shit, it blew my socks off. And anywhere in between, with the reason, whoever wants to go.
I rate it a 3. I can take it or leave it, but it is still good.
Right.
It's not horrible.
Fair enough, Miss Lovebug. Who's next?
I rate it a 4.
Ooh, it's pretty high.
I like the little in it. I like hard stuff with a little hint of sweet.
Fair enough. Why did you do? Yeah. Frank, this is...
Let me get closer to the table.
Wow, yes. Wow, this is... Stop, okay. Ladies. Oh, guys, you've not seen his shit. It's like Godzilla in small villages.
Okay, now I have to see it.
No, you don't. It's going to change your life. And then you're like, no. My fear for your sniz. All right.
Hey, I can handle that.
Someone does with Peebles.
I love Frank's bits.
There you go.
Done Peebles. I do it every day.
So I'm going to go 4 also. I think it's well above average. I like the booziness to it, although it hangs out a little bit too long. But it's sweet. It's not overpowering. And I think this is in between like a girly beer, like we were saying, and something that is more manly.
I'm kind of going to go the opposite way.
Please do.
I'm going to give this a 2.
Wow.
I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, and Omegon is one of those breweries that's a hit or miss for me. And this is a 2. And the reason being is it tastes thrown together. There's not like some sort of balance to it. I think, in my opinion, yeah, there's Belgium yeast rolling all around it, but it wants to be creamy, but it wants to be watery, and it just doesn't feel right. I don't know. We've done a lot of Belgian beers, and this doesn't feel right. It's like, oh my God. And again, the only problem with a lot of these beers that are gimmicky, like, you know, it's geared towards something, usually means people buy it for just the sheer fact that it's a knack in what you like. And it's very hard to keep up with something. Like, if you think Game of Thrones is a very intense show, right? It's a great read. Then you drink this lackluster beer. In my opinion, I just think it tastes thrown together. And the only one I liked was the one with the dragons. That one was well put together, well balanced. It was thought out. And this one just tastes thrown together, so I give it a 2. I'm not disappointed in these guys, but it is what it is. I mean, it's a great business thing. Hell, I buy 2 of them at a time.
Yeah.
You know, because one to review and one then, you know, one to go on my shelf. And, you know, I'll take the hit based upon the love of the show I like. So
sure, it's a great gimmick for a fan.
Oh, absolutely. If I could, I'd just have it all over the place. And it's all we get to drink is fucking Game of Thrones, suck it up and drink it. And we would, right, Frank?
Sure.
And that's just the way it is. So, all right, guys. With that said, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, but we had this really cool discussion in between the take here that we were doing. And here's the thing right now. A lot of people don't know this, but I do refer to Frank's dick and his crotchal area as the big bits. Now I'm going to explain why they're big. So me and Frank went on a road trip, right, a long time ago. I think it was episode young. And we're hanging out, and Frank is a father, so he brought his dad shorts. So he's wearing these dad shorts, and we're sitting around and everything, and then all of a sudden he gets up, and I thought something was in his lap.
And I swear to God, this is not a joke. So we're walking around. I'm like, okay, Frank's dick is not that big. So I'm looking around, and there was this huge fucking dick imprint on his shorts with two big balls. Guys, I'm not even kidding. Like, they're huge. Like, oh my God. This, well, Frank, how tall are you?
6'4".
Okay, he's 6'4". Oh, Frank, okay. How much do you weigh, bud?
About 300.
Okay, so with all of that, guys, about 260 is in his dick. And I'm telling you right now, no, guys, it's not like I'm being gay or anything, but I swear to God, do you ever look at something and you just look at something?
You admire it?
No, I was scared.
You're admiring it.
I'm like, okay, who's going to get the venom out if it bites me? Like, that's
You're admiring it.
I wouldn't want nothing that dangerously big. No way. So Frank's walking around. I'm trying not to look at his crotch, but I fucking, so we're walking, and Frank turned to me, and my head was looking at his dick, and Frank goes, "What's up?" I go, "Nothing." He starts laughing. What's up? And we were hanging out with Spidey, and we're taking pictures, and there's a picture of us on our Instagram where if you look at him in his shorts, his leg does not have a tumor. Like, you're like, it's like that big, like a big, huge, like a big, huge vein, and
oh my God.
And two big balls.
I don't know about a big, huge vein.
Guys, that's what it would look like if it was in the shorts. Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to pay homage to Frank and his big bits. Ladies and gentlemen, just be careful.
Frank and the big bits.
It actually, you need like an insurance waiver to use it. You gotta like make
that's
sure.
That's scary. Is that that waiver? Is that that waiver I signed then?
No, that's not it. I remember I said, "Frank, what is that for Molly?" And he goes, "It's a back brace. When you have to lift heavy equipment, you're going to have to use this back brace." So, guys, if you guys fuck with the Frank, you're going to have to get a back brace, steel toe boots. It's a fucking industrial cock. So, Frank, what is the next bit we're going to do? And the reason why we started off with that is because we're switching it up. And, Frank, could you explain why we're switching up? And then I'll read the label.
The reason we're talking about my schlong is because we're changing it up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We decided to pair up the Game of Thrones beers. So we had the Valar Dohaeris.
And it's all right. It's cool.
So we decided to double it up with the Game of Thrones Seven Kingdoms from Omegon.
So I'll go ahead and I'll hit you guys off with the movie stuff. Omegon Brewery, Cooperstown, New York, proudly presents the Game of Thrones
beers.
Seven Kingdoms. Hoppy Wheat Ale. This bottle is presented and filled in a 1 pint, 9.4 fluid ounces, or 750 ml. This beer's coming in at an outstanding 6.9 alcohol by value. If you'd like more information on Omegon, check out omegon.com. I think I did that right. All right, fair enough. Frank, you know I've got a mitt in the hand. You want to go ahead and crack that open?
Sure.
So, ladies, you guys are still on the fence based upon your description of the last beer we did. How are you guys looking at this one? It's a hoppy wheat.
I think it's going to be a total guy beer.
You think it's going to be a total guy beer?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's low ABV.
Right.
I think it's going to be nice.
Golden.
Do you think it's going to be as good as Midas?
I don't know about that, but I try not to compare the different things we have on the show.
There it is. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to pop that cherry.
Very good.
Sorry, folks. I actually was able to get the cork out without popping it.
But it's big bits.
See, now it's pouring real light.
Okay.
Almost wine-ish.
Well, just a little fun fact, guys. If you guys are watching us on Periscope, that is OBS Beers, one word, on Periscope, you get to watch the show live. And what we're going to do right now is I'm going to work with Frank as soon as he's done filling up another lady's glass. Is I'm actually going to hold the glass up to the camera, and Frank's going to help me pour that.
Sorry about the clang. Clankety clank.
All right, so we're showing that. All right, guys, so what we're going to do is we're going to just go ahead and just get right down the smell and then the taste and then the grade on this particular beer. And whoever wants to start off, by all means, rock and roll.
I think I'm getting a similar aroma to Valar Dohaeris. Again, I mean, Omegon does everything they do is Belgian. They are part of the Duvel family, so this is what they do. They do Belgians. So it's coming across somewhat the same, probably because of the yeast strain.
Fair enough.
I think it's a little bit more boozy.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's more boozy, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. What do you think, TK?
Not to me. It's a little lighter, a little not as boozy as the other one.
So let me ask Lovebug, what is something you don't like about the fragrance, and what is some like about the fragrance?
I don't know. It smells stronger to me for some reason.
Okay. Is that a like or a dislike?
Either or. I mean, it would be like.
How about for you, Miss TK? Was that fragrance more feminine or more male?
A little more feminine. I would have to taste it first.
flavors, but it smells a little more feminine than the other. Not too boozy as the other for me.
Guys, automatically, I'm going to go ahead and just pull it out. It smells biscuity, bready. It smells plantish. It's got some sort of nectar-backed fragrance. Other than that, for me, it's kind of lackluster. It's not predominant. It's not aggressive. As far as the booze, I'm not really getting it. It just doesn't smell boozy. It just smells kind of blasé.
I think if you took the booze out of the last one, it would be exactly the same.
Really?
So I wouldn't be surprised. Since that is a triple, let's see, and this is, it's just a hoppy wheat ale, but to me it smells very, very similar.
Okay.
And again, that could be because of the yeast strain that they're using, but to me it was almost the same.
All right, fair enough. Let's get down to it, guys. Cheers to the clankety clank and the taste.
Clankety clank taste.
Actually, it does taste the same, minus the Belgium yeast part. It just tastes the same. It just tastes nectarish, hoppy water. That's
it. Beet?
Yeah, it's definitely weedy. Yeah. Well, not for me, weed. It's more or less, it's a little malty, ready, but I'm not getting it. It's kind of like.
Feels like they switched the labels.
We got another.
Yeah, it does taste very similar, right?
Right.
Yes, yeah. Almost like identical.
All right, well, fair enough. And here's the cool part. Neither one of them are palate wreckers, so we're not getting confused. It's, wow. I was gonna be mad about this. Like, it needs to be stirred with genitalia or something. Fuck.
I couldn't get it in the bomb.
Man, alright. Well, here we go, guys. We're going to get you guys out of here.
It's not like it's a Mickey's Big Mouth.
No true. Grenades.
You can at least scrape and scrape the taint and slide.
Oh, Christ.
And let the debris fall.
Debris.
The butter. It? The duck butter.
Because we're in Vegas, it has to have butter, right?
Yeah, it has to put the duck
butter. Because of the
butter.
Heat.
Yes. Butter makes everything better. Especially if you brown it. Alright, so TK, what's your grade on this and why?
I did a 3.
Okay.
I guess because it's similar to the other one, I'm not really impressed. You know, it's bland. I wouldn't go out and buy it.
Okay, fair enough. Glad you tried it with us. Shit. Alright, Miss Lovebug.
I'm going to give it a 3. Take it or leave it. Just like the last one. Not anything too exciting.
Sounds more like...
I'm going to leave it.
I am not putting that in my butt.
But, you know what? If Key offers it to me again, I'll drink it.
Wait, hey, you haven't done that to me that bad.
It's hard because I rated the last one a 4. I'm going to go a little bit lower on this. I think this would be better if it was boozier. Not that it's bad. It's not. It's just, it's different and it's a gimmicky beer and all that fun stuff. So let's go 3.5.
All right. For me, guys, unfortunately, this is beyond lackluster. I'm going with a 1 on this. I'm still a huge fan of gimmicky.
Damn.
Yeah. No, this is lackluster. It's, again, this is just watery, thrown together, gimmicky beer. And unfortunately, just like what we did in one of our last interview with the Moto Brewing, we got him on tape saying, talking offline, he doesn't like gimmicky beers because they're lackluster. And unfortunately, this is just, it's interesting, it's nice, it's cool. I'm not hanging out with the cool kids.
Can they remind you of something?
What's up?
You rated Bud Light Lime higher.
Yes, I did, because I'm not going to lie. Bud Light Lime was a higher rating based upon it was actually pretty interesting. The work that they put in it, the numbers that they sell of it. But this is lackluster. This is horrible because I think it's an insult and a slap to the face of either parties. And I'm talking about Game of Thrones fans and people who are getting into craft beer. This is a great foot in the door, but also is crack. You know,
I've had Omegon before.
Yeah, there's some that are good.
It's been much, much better.
Yeah, Omegon, guys, I'm not saying that Omegon's a bad brewery, but it's a 50-50 brewery for me. It's either they make good stuff or you don't. And it's not something that I could grow upon. It's not on the fence beer. This is you like them or you don't.
Yeah.
And I love them. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of beer that we still have to review from them. But unfortunately, this one was probably, out of all the Game of Thrones that I've had, and I've had them all, this one's at the bottom of the barrel. So guys, I'm sorry to disappoint you guys. We're going to go ahead and move on. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
We'll be right back after this.
There's a word for it.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna
Fun?
Lie.
Is that the word for it? Fun?
I don't know. That was back in the day before I had kids and I did freaky shit like that.
But like what? Lick the balls?
Yeah, I don't do the balls anymore.
You can't ignore the balls. You have to. That's part of the whole.
The whole thing? The process? So you're saying from the top of the head.
You go around the balls, on the balls, under the balls.
You get the balls.
You get all. You gotta take care of the balls.
You gotta take care of the balls. You are such a giver.
Lover.
Well, yes.
Wonderful.
Make sure you.
Has anyone ever had bad balls? Fair enough, guys. We just wanted to let you guys know that was Girl Talk here on Open Bottle Talk. Check us out on obsbeers.com.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so we're having a discussion right now. We've got two beers left, and we're trying to figure out what are we going to do next. We've got 2014 Sammy Claus, and we've got from Brew Rebellion. And if you don't know, they have a TV show about Brew Rebellion called Barley Beer Barons. It's on Amazon Prime right now. I watched the whole thing. It took maybe about 2 hours to sit and watch the whole thing. Those guys are awesome. It was a great show.
Big shout out to Andy Sufton.
Absolutely. Can't recommend it more. To see what the real world of brewing is like when things break down and you just kind of make do with what you got. Fantastic. So we have one of their beers that we're going to review tonight, but we're trying to figure out what are we going to do next.
The world exclusive Sammy Claus or the Brew Rebellion beer.
So I was asking the ladies what they thought.
Well, now with that introduction, I think we need to do the Brew Rebellion last.
Right, are you agreeing with your counterpart there, Miss TK?
Have you had Brew Rebellion before?
I have not.
I haven't either.
It's fantastic.
You want to grab the church key back there, the waiter's buddy, with the blade on it? Because if we're going to do the Brew Rebellion, we're going to go ahead and cut it. Guys, one of our biggest supporters.
We're doing that last, though.
Are we doing it last?
We're doing it last.
Okay, never mind. This week, okay, perfect. Okay, so cool. Real quick, we're going to just wanted to give a huge shout out to Brew Rebellion. They have supported us through thick and thin. So, you know, we've got to feed the fucking anaconda around here. Fucking big ass fucking Chris Stark shit.
All right, guys, so we're going to jump into it?
No, not yet. Right. Has anyone ever seen the movie Anaconda with Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, yeah.
That fucking
Jennifer
CG.
Lopez?
Yeah, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that CGI'd anaconda was actually Frank's dick. All right, Frank, what are we doing?
Oh, shit. Right now, you were the stunt double?
Apparently. This is from Schloss Eggenberg. It's called Sammy Claus, and if you don't know who Sammy Claus is, you're missing out.
I'll give you guys a little history on that in a minute.
Please. So, this one in particular is 2014. What did we do, Keith?
We did a 2008
Sammy Claus.
Now, what year was this? So 2014. So the cool thing about Sammy Claus is they put it on shelves. You buy them in a 4-pack. So the thing is, if you see Sammy Claus on the shelf, it's a pretty mundane looking label. It's got an old dude on there, kind of like the Quaker State box, the oatmeal dude's head floating around. The thing about it is they make it 1 year prior. Mm-hmm. So when they finally bottle it, they only release it during winter. So technically, this is a 2013, but when they sell it, it's a 2014. This ABV is what again, Frank?
14%.
Oh, now, what size is the bottle?
It's a 12-ounce, 11.2, pardon me.
Okay, so this is a European-style bottle, which is technically their 12-ounce equivalent. So a lot of the foreign beers we do from around the world usually are about 11.2, and this is a proven fact on the show. Now, the cool part about this beer is one of the most underrated malted liquors out there. Now, when you hear the word malted liquor, does not mean it's an alcoholic beverage like in booze, like spirits, like vodkas, tequilas, and wines and those things. What we're saying is it's so boozy that it's like liquor, but it's so sweet. It's a malted item. And guys, it's probably one of the most stellar beers out there, but people walk past it all the time. Great for aging, the whole nine. So, if you're ready, I'm ready. Ladies, how do you feel about that? It's sort of introduction on this beer.
It sounds amazing. I'm very excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys have never tried crack, and if you have, you know what happens when you have to chase the fucking white dragon. Here it comes. Frank, let's go ahead and crack that bad boy open.
Before we go, Lock and Load on Periscope actually said if he saw it, he would buy it. Absolutely. If you see it, buy it.
Yeah.
Because seriously, Key and I reviewed on the podcast a 2008 Sammy Claus. It was 9 fucking years old. And it was absolutely magnificent.
I believe we stretched that 11.2 bottle. Not only did we savor it for the podcast, but it probably took us 3 hours to finish because you really didn't want it to leave. It was so good. And guys,
this says you will fucking respect me.
But I'll tell you what, we're going to let the ladies kind of overtake this whole entire conversation. We've talked about this beer, so there's not much that we can say about it, but I want the ladies to paint a nice picture for everyone out there. So Frank's going to pour it right now and throw a little water over his shoulder because we're in the kitchen. So ladies, now that you heard a little bit more information on that, how are you feeling now?
It's very, looking at it, it's very amber.
You like that, huh?
I like it.
So me and Frank are only going to have a little bit because we're going to save it for our shenanigans at the end of the podcast where we'll be on the, we'll just save
a little sip left.
So, take your pants off because
this is boozy. Wait, don't smell. You son of a bitch. You got more than me.
So pour the rest of it in your glass.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm going to save the very last
one. Anyone at the bottom?
No, I'm just saying if we're going to. You know, fuck you for being equal partners. This marriage sucks, dude. This is the last time. No, you're a bottom. Fuck you. I am a bottom, dude.
You are a bottom.
Tonight you're on the bottom.
You goddamn right I am. All right, so ladies, let's get our smell on. Put it up in your face. What we got, ladies?
We're going to bother or we're just going to...
Take your pants off.
It
smells really good.
Okay,
Can
you break it down? Me and Frank will kind of jump in as soon as you ladies are done talking about just the fragrance. And could you repeat yourself for us real quick? Because me and Frank are in thralls of going, should we talk about it?
I think you should take your pants off to this because it's boozy, but it smells sweet and it smells good.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. What about you, Ms. TK?
It smells kind of caramelish.
Like molasses, right?
Yes.
Like a little bit of molasses.
All right, a little
molasses.
And
it looks like it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, is that all we have?
That's all we have.
Can you guys smell anything else that's a part of this at all? Or?
I don't know. It smells really good.
Fair enough. All right, Frank, do you want to take it away, and then I'll jump in?
I haven't even smelled it yet, but from what I remember, it was caramelly. It was lots of molasses, prune. Super dark fruits, probably lots and lots of dates.
All right.
I still haven't even got it.
All right, here Frank, go ahead, put your nose in it.
Yep. Fucking got it.
Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck, this is good.
The booze level off this is off the chain. Not only is it going to burn your eyes, it's very astringent. It's got vapors going on. That's what
the table.
Yeah, it's fucking. This is if you're a beer snob, this is the beer that gets you dick hard. Like straight up, this is the shit you're searching for. Now, if we were to talk about just the nose principles of it, it smells too aggressive. It's got dates, figs, all your dark fruits. You're going to talk about it's a malt bomb. So we've got caramelized texture to it. You've got a creme brulee smell, a little char. You have, again, the boozy. You have caramel, like dark chocolate, such as like Baker's Bitter Chocolate. I mean, I can just tell you how aggressive on the nose that this is. And I promise you, the fragrance of this, I wish they made it to a cologne because I'd fucking rock it. I swear to God I would. All right, guys, if we're down to
what's funny also, though, is look at the bottle. It really looks like a cheap shit-ass bottle.
It does.
It's simple. Plain.
It would be, you know, and the sad thing is it does look like something you would just walk past and not even think twice.
Unless you know what it is, you're going to walk past it.
Yeah, but you know what? From smelling it, it smells delicious.
All right, guys, so let's go ahead and move on. That took us about 30 minutes to talk about just the smell. All right, ladies, get your taste on.
I might bust a nut.
I'm already creamy now. So what do we got, ladies?
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Okay, but hold on now. When you taste it, were you guys just having it in the mouth, and did you just swallow it?
No, I swished it around.
Did you pull some?
I rolled it around my tongue.
Yeah. Did you pull some oxygen in? Like,
she there rolled you go. It around
now.
There's a little burn to it.
Oh, it is.
Well, it's 14%.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But I love that. Molasses, you know, dark fig flavor. It tastes really, really good.
Someone on Periscope asked where it's from. It's actually from Austria.
Yes. One of the most interesting beers on the planet. It's actually a very overlooked, sold nationwide. It's just an overlooked beer. But those that know what it is, this beer is worth it. Whatever the price is for a four-pack, I'd pay, I'll be honest with you, in my professional opinion as a zytologist, the aesthetics of this beer, I would seriously, $30 for a four-pack. It's worth it. You can sit on three of them for years.
The aging is unbelievable.
Yeah, guys, it still tastes that aggressive, don't it, Frank?
Oh, yeah.
The 2008...
The one we had was much, much smoother.
It didn't lose its luster, though. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was... But yeah.
It's a hell of an investment.
The behind the scenes of it was really, really smooth. But it was still as boozy as this.
All right, so ladies, anything else you'd like to add on top of the flavor? Can you guys think of anything that it would remind you of? And then I've got a couple of questions to pick your brain about this beer, if you guys don't mind. Anything else you want to add in this? Because everything that we described in the fragrance, we basically agree that it's there in the taste as far as me and Frank go. Talked about this beer again. So ladies, is there anything else you want to add on top of your experience as you're sipping on this beer?
Yeah, okay? let me take a little
bit
of
it. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, get it in there. I love it in my mouth.
Oh, wonderful. So the question I'm going to ask you, TK, is, in your experience of working as a bartender, is this something you would serve to somebody that wants something different but wants to be knocked on their ass? And is this geared towards male or female, in your opinion, or both, based upon your experience?
Absolutely. For male, even female. Nowadays, women, they like the more strong, I guess.
From the back type of ramification.
Yes.
Good.
It's something I would definitely introduce or offer for somebody who's into the craft.
Nice. What if you're not
appreciate it?
What if you're not into the craft? Could you suggest this? Let's say this was on your line,
right?
And they're like, you know what? This is what I'm doing as far as a mixed drink, strong and aggressive. And you're like, hey, you're trying to upgrade them.
Definitely, I would probably say if you like hard liquor and you like beer, this is definitely something you can try. It has both to it, like the kick of the whiskey to me, and also the beer.
Nice.
You know, the beer approach to it.
Well, me coming as a hard liquor lover, as you know, I love my vodka, and I love my dark rums and all that. I love this. Delicious. I mean, I can compare it to being, you know, the same as a brandy or a spiced rum or something like this. This would be, you know, and it's good enough to drink by itself.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Frank, we don't have anything to say about this beer.
No.
Actually, Frank moved his glass out of the fucking way, and I'm going to have to follow suit, which means...
Yeah, I'm going to get another glass.
Yeah. Let me get that bottle real quick, Frank. Let me just go ahead and just empty this out because, you know...
Don't empty it all the way, bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Too late now. There you go, bud.
No, he's got nothing left.
There's nothing left. Sorry. No, you drink yours and experience, young lady. All right, so we're going to go ahead with the ladies, guys. Rhyme and reason with the grade. Let's start off with Miss Lovebug.
I rated it a 5.
Oh,
girl. I rated it a 5. It's delicious. I would definitely have it again, and it is definitely something that I'm going to crave now.
Perfect. TK.
Absolutely 5.
Ooh, shit.
Definitely, if you go out, this would be the drink that you want.
Nice. We can say it at the same time on the count 3. 1, 2, 3.
5.
So there you guys go. We're going to move on.
It's beyond 5. This is one of those epic.
Yes. I don't even think... I don't. Well, we did give it 5s, but just having it again, guys, we don't really need to retouch on this beer.
Epic.
It's just nice to try a different vintage year. And the cool part about the different vintage years out of these is they are slightly different, but you always remember the great parts about this vacation. And a 2014 compared to a 2008, there is no comparison. But if we would have hung on to this for a little bit longer, it would probably come off the same. And again, guys, the Sammy Claus is the business, and they only sell it at the end of the year during the
It's more of a winter holiday Christmassy beer.
Absolutely. And it's just great to have it. It's a wonderful, it's sold in a 4-pack, so it's pretty cool. All right, guys, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey, Keith.
What'd it do?
See these two girls again?
Fuck yeah.
We're gonna do 3-way.
Wait, oh. I guess I'll be left out?
Yeah, that would be 4-way, so you're
out. Oh, I'm out.
Yeah.
Alright, so what am I supposed to do?
Say hi, girls.
Hi. Hello.
Wow.
So, we want to get ripped.
Okay.
Actually, we don't want to get ripped. We just want to have some real nice beer.
Yeah.
Where should we go?
First off, I don't want to help you out with this, and I'm looking at you.
Dude, help a brother out.
All right. Wow, you pulled the black card. Fair enough. I would suggest for these two young ladies and you, since it's a threesome without your boy, ass face, I would suggest heading over to obsbeers.com.
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 What can I find?
Man, not only can you find like a plethora of beer reviews, but there's enough sexual deliciousness in the videos that'll get everybody wet.
What do you think, ladies?
I like OBS Beers.
Should we get wet?
I think we should.
Great. Check us out at obsbeers.com. Not only are we beer reviewers, but we help get your night wet. I fucking hate fucking Frank.
Later, Keith.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, we are now at the end of the show, and we kind of switcherooned you. That's right, switcherooned you. And we're going to go ahead and get down to the dessert. Frank, what are we doing?
From our friends at Brew Rebellion.
OBSBeers.com.
Check it out. Also, check out Barley Beers Baron.
On Amazon Prime.
On Amazon Prime.
That's Andy Sefton and his crew.
Yeah, it's a show that they actually filmed at the Brew Rebellion Brewery.
With their pants on.
Yeah, we've got our pants off, but they had their pants on.
Camel toes everywhere.
Right. So from Brew Rebellion, this is called Chris Martin S'more Porter with Habanero. It is a 22 fluid ounce bottle. It is 11.2% ABV.
Oh.
These guys are out of San Bernardino, California. If you want more information, it's brewrebellion.com.
Fun fact, Chris Martin actually is one of their investors.
Ah.
I hear from Andy that he's a really cool guy. If I'm mistaken, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I believe Chris Martin is one of the investors, good friends of Brew Rebellion. And it's really cool that Andy, what's cool, like his rhyme and reason about his labels is if he feels like putting you on a label, he'll just do it. He'll just literally just put you on the label. Like, seriously, it's pretty cool. I want this one. I want the smaller. I want the
Brew Rebellion glass, as it were.
Yeah, I want the more funneled
yes, dear.
Nose cavity. Thank you. So it's a wonderful deal. Hold on now, ladies.
I'm going to tell them what it looks like, Keith.
All right, guys. What we're talking about here, as far as a stout goes, we're talking with a dark, almost deep space color. It's got a nice... The head was kind of minuscule, but the cool part is the legs on this bad boy is running down the side of the glass. And again, for a high ABV stout... It actually just comes off as a very high ABV stout. It's got the colors you are very familiar with when it comes to stout, which is pretty much black, or as you get it refracted off the light, a nice good dark caramel color, almost creme brulee. So if you guys are ready, let's get down to the smell. Clickety clank and a cheers.
Cheers. Cheersy.
Okay, so we'll start off with Love Bug. What do you got?
Molassesy.
Oh, that's a word. Molassesy is a word. Yep.
You can smell the molasses in this one.
Okay.
It's very dark, but you know what? It smells really good. It smells like prunes and dates.
Okay. How about you, TK?
I smell a coffee candy. Okay. I can't pinpoint the candy that I used to eat when I was a little kid, but it smells like it.
Fair enough. And the Frank?
Maybe chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Fair enough.
Sweet, but heavy coffee. Almost burnt. I'm not getting any spice, even though it has habanero in it.
Right.
But the spice isn't coming through. It smells sweet.
All right. So what I've gotten is basically you guys all hit it, right? We have sweet smell. We have the burnt coffee. There is some dark chocolates. And then there's like some sort of weird, unfamiliar smell, correct? Is there something unfamiliar in there?
I'm not sure what's unfamiliar, but
I'm saying I was going to ask you guys, does anyone smell any peppers?
No.
But actually for me as a chef, I can actually smell bell peppers in it. Not the white part, but like bell peppers. If you were cutting them up. Yeah, the meat of the pepper. I'm smelling bell pepper, which is an actually very sweet vegetable. The white part, the capsaicin comes from the white membrane inside of the pepper. So I don't smell habanero, but I do smell bell pepper, like just the sweet part of it, a red or a green, whatever you want to pick. But it's there. It's very soft, subtle. I don't smell any booze. It doesn't come off like that. Again, Frank, we've had Brew Rebellion. His shit is sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah.
So let's get down to it. I'm waiting to see if the s'mores are here. With a little heat. Here we go, guys. Cheers, cookity clank, to the taste. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's oh my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you, Andy.
I chihuahua.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's burning my fucking tongue.
Love it.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it tastes like s'mores with a habanero piece in it.
Love it in my mouth.
But I can tell you what, though, it's not that aggressive. It's there. It's heat. It's burning. But the sculpin was way more aggressive than this.
Yeah,
but it's got some sizzle. My tongue is numbing. It's hitting the side of my mouth. It's like the little type of flakes are just setting down going, and it's raping my taste buds. It's like, you're going to take this. And you're like, oh, here's some candy. Put it in your mouth with a reach around and it's in your butt. And it's like, and you're like, oh my God, but the chocolate is so good. It's one of those beers, guys. The heat is very aggressive. The spice comes in later after it fucking kisses your lips with chocolate and the marshmallow and vanilla bean. And you're like, oh yes, Chris Martin, give it to me. Oh, dude, your dick is too big. Ouch.
Ouch.
That's what's going on here. You're going to enjoy yourself at the same time. Hate it. Very thick, creamy, guys. But I only jumped on it because I was just in thralls of how aggressive this pepper goodness is. We'll start off with whoever wants to jump in. Get on some of this Chris Martin meat.
I absolutely love this. It is delicious. I love the punch it gives you after you you know, take a little bit. Keith, stop being a... Stop being a B word.
Fuck you. Well, you can say being a bitch.
Stop being a bitch.
No, we're good.
Being the bad key.
I feel that burn.
Yeah, this will definitely restart my...
It's like naps delicioso. With a spice. It's muy That's delicioso. What it is. A naps candy.
Naps candy. Absolutely. Yeah, naps.
I love this.
I'm over here choking because the finish is very peppery. It's got a lot of heat.
Es muy bonito. Es muy bonito.
Yeah, but muy you're Hispanic, bonito, though. Yes. Everything. Mucho, I've been in your house. Delicioso. I've been in your house. I remember having tacos at your house, and you know, dredged it in fucking pepper powder and shit. Okay, I was like, why is it dredged?
Don't make fun of my plastic-covered sofas.
Like, okay. how do you have pizza dredged in cayenne pepper? I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? And you're like, odale. You're like, odale. And I'm like, great. Yeah, whatever. Orale. Fucking Frank, how do you feel about this?
I mean, it's another phenomenal beer from Brew Rebellion. They don't disappoint.
No.
You're absolutely right, Key. They are sneaky bastards. The smell was not aggressive. It was pretty heavy coffee, smelled sweet, but tasting it, you get so much of that vanilla flavor from marshmallow. You're right, because it's billed as a s'mores beer. So you get that vanilla, you get coffee, you get chocolate, and then that heat. And that heat is awesome.
Now, here's the crazy part about that heat, guys. Like, it's spicy, but only at the end. Like, if you guys all take a sip real quick, and you let it just sit in your mouth, and let it get right over your tongue, and you let it sit over your tongue, then swallow it, that heat comes out of nowhere. So it's
lingers.
And it, yeah. But it's not as bad as that Sculpin lingers. That we had. That Sculpin Habanero was a beast, dude. It was just a beastly beer. But the difference between that one and this one in comparison of just heat in general, guys, because it's two different styles of beers. This one, it doesn't hang that long.
Well, I think the malt profile on this one, because it's darker, tends to wash it out a little bit.
Right.
Whereas the Sculpin is more of an IPA.
And it just hangs and it, there.
IPAs are more bursting. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why your taste buds are really opened up a little bit more when you're drinking IPAs. And that's why you get the more of the heat with the Sculpin as opposed to this. Make sense?
Absolutely. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get down to the grade. All right, we'll start off with TK, who actually looks like the inside of her stomach's about to come out and make a pink sock out of her butthole.
So I don't like spice, but I like this.
Really?
So I would give it a 3.5.
What is it that you like about this?
I like that you can drink it and it doesn't give you that punch in the face. It kind of slowly, gradually, it has that spice, but not too much.
Nice.
At the end.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Love Bug.
I love it. I just love like it. It's so delicious.
It's like she's the first time she had her hymen broken. I love him.
Oh my gosh.
I love him.
It feels like my first love.
Okay.
Wow. It's so good.
What's the score?
22.
No, you wait. You? Someone's a cougar. No. What's your score? What's your rating it?
A 5+.
Ooh. We haven't had a 5+ in a long time.
I love it. It's
just, Chino in the house.
It's so delicious. I love that little kick. And, you know, you would never, you know, imagine that kick smelling it. But once you taste it, oh my gosh.
Nice. All right, Frank.
Again, Brew Rebellion doesn't disappoint. I'm going to go 4 or 5. I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I like the heat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It just reminds me of that time we went to Blackbridge, and you know what I did. I ended up getting actually sick, so it's delicious.
This is not for the faint of heart.
No.
If you don't like spice, you're not going to like this. No. Although, TK doesn't like spice, but I think she appreciates stuff in beer. So it's a little different than eating a habanero. But it's hot. I mean, don't kid around with this. This will burn you.
Absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give this a 5. No. Again, everything Brew Rebellion touches, those guys they put the magic in every bottle. And we actually experience that magic. I'm not one for spice either. I actually have GERDs. And normally if it's too spicy, I'll get fucked up. And this one is just subtle enough to just, hey, I'm here. This is what's going on. Now, I noticed that if you guys listen to what we were talking about, the star of the show was the habanero. We didn't really touch bases on the s'mores part of it, but it's there.
We got the vanilla.
Yeah, the vanilla, which would be your marshmallow aspect. It's bready. It's got the malt profile, the yeast profile. Guys, don't get us wrong. We've already talked about the s'mores beer before, but this has a twist, and we were just capitalizing on the twist, which was a habanero, and it's just something to be reckoned with. And we've got, Frank, I wanted to let you know, we have three levels of beer that we'll start using. You have top shelf, right, which is, hey, this motherfucker needs to be for a while or special occasion. Then you have your daily drinkers, like this is what I would drink regularly. And then the bottom of the barrel is mainstream. So we all know what mainstream is. So this would be your top shelf. And again, top shelf means you're also, you can't do this if you're a beginner. You can't, because it would scare you. It would confuse you. And you honestly need to build your palate up for this. You need to kind of put up a tougher skin in the mouth hole. So with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and get ready for our, what did we call it last time with the two? And what did we call it? We had to put a title for it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, we'll just make up something again. All right, fuck it. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's the end of the show. We had a good show, don't you think? Good show?
Awesome. Yes. Delicious.
It was a lot of fun.
It was all right.
It was all right. Now we're going to kind of turn it over to our Periscope fans and let them ask some questions. So make sure you kind of, on Periscope, folks, make sure you kind of address who the question is to.
Yep.
We would appreciate that.
Yeah, we would love that. So right now, Frank is monitoring the show. Right now, Lock and Load asks, Ariel, will you marry me?
Baby, we're already married.
Bam.
We were fighting, but we're good now.
Oh, shit. No more couch for you. All right. Who's next?
Key.
Not yet. No, no. We're going to let these guys get through. We got to let them get through, and then... Okay. No. Omar asks, Frank, will you marry me?
No.
I like how these are all non-beer related questions on the show. This is great. Quit slamming a goddamn beer over there.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, man.
Damn. Fucking slamming it in my ears. All right. So here we go. Will you all marry me?
Yeah. Which beer tonight? This is going to go for TK. Which beer tonight is the best for a summer barbecue?
Ooh, from Jody from California.
Jody. Nice touch.
I would say that Dogfish.
Yeah. Okay, so the Midas Touch. The Midas Touch.
All right, from Janice. Frank, did you read that?
I did.
Okay, from Janice on Periscope, what did she just ask the ladies?
Ladies, which beer would be best to drink before licking balls?
The Midas Touch.
Now, for me, it would have to be that.
Sammy Claus.
Okay, I gotta get that.
You gotta sanitize the balls.
Sanitize the balls first.
Someone asked us why you not Wait. What did that person just ask? Why you not review malt liquor?
We actually did. Yeah. Sammy Claus is malt liquor.
Yeah, Sammy Claus is a 14% malt liquor. Now, malt liquor, for everyone out there that's listening and watching on Periscope, malt liquor is a beer. It's a high amount of malted grain, which makes the beer super sweet. Now, if everyone that follows beer in the brewing process, in order to make high ABV, you need glucose in the water. After all the nutrients are stripped from the yeast eating, they turn onto the glucose, which is sugar or anything sweet. And what they do is the byproduct of yeast is they're producing ethanol and they put it in the liquid. So the more sugar, the more alcohol. The stronger the yeast, the higher the ABV. Or the more yeast that's in there, the higher the ABV. Am I correct, Frank, in that?
Yep, you got him.
All right, fair enough. So we did review one as well. So now, is there any other questions we got on here? Why can't I find these locally? Because you live in Nebraska. Lock and Load. There we go. Uncle Joe asks, Frank, who's prettier, Ariel or TK?
They are both fucking sexy.
He wants one.
No, we're both equally.
Well, we already talked about having the threesome, so.
Kyle.
Frank, I can't get the first beer you ever had, man. Schaefer? Does that work for you?
You know what? Let's kind of move around the room. TK, what was your first beer you ever had?
A Mickey's.
All right,
Mickey's Ariel.
Mickey's 42.
A Budweiser, and there's a picture of it.
All right, and for me, Budweiser as well. That was just what my dad had back in the day. All right, so I think, is there any other questions? Real quick on Periscope, we want to thank everyone. Oh, Janice says, Mr. Frank, what beer would you enhance the flavor of in a tossed salad? Before you answer that, ladies and gentlemen, a tossed salad is not what you think. It is not what you do to an actual greens and vegetables on a plate. But we're talking about anal licking, which is the street word of salad tossing. All right, Frank, which one would you enhance the flavor of salad tossing for Miss Janice?
Well, let me kind of turn the question around a little bit. So, TK, I'm going to toss your salad.
Okay.
Which beer would you prefer that I drink?
Ah, very good question.
So I want to give you all that flavors of my anal. So I will give you something very light. It would be that, for my preference, the, what is it called? That game
of, I'll drink whatever you want.
That Game of Thrones.
Which one, blue label or yellow label?
That first one we tried, I would say the blue label.
Oh, the Valor of Dahorse.
Because I want to give you all that flavor.
I don't know, that spicy one. Flavor.
Like, yes. Throw it in. Nice. Yeah. All right, guys. So we're going to, if there's any other questions based upon the beer that we've got, somebody, I missed a question that came up. We're going to wait. We're going to do one more question from Periscope. And then what we're going to do is do our section right now. So here we go. What do we do? Let's see. We're waiting. I missed another question. My apologies. One more because, let's see. No, we're not answering that question. Locke, I hate you.
There was one. Someone asked, what would you know, prefer for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Ah, okay. So, I guess for the ladies, which beer would you prefer to receive on Valentine's Day coming up? Which, by the way, we are filming, we're recording this on February 3rd, 2017. Just wanted to let you guys know. So, Valentine's Day is coming up. What would you want your beau to bring you before you spread your cheeks on Valentine's Day?
I think the Midas Touch.
Do you like the Midas
sweet
Touch?
And
I do really
sexy.
Like that.
Sexy. That's perfect. Sexy.
Not the habanero one?
No. The Midas Touch is a little bit more.
I thought, yeah.
That's an Any Ordinary night beer.
Yeah, that's more of like a date night beer, but dude, Midas Touch would throw it down for Valentine's Day. That little sweetness, you know, get you a little bit messed up.
Right.
You know?
Kyle asked a very good question, and it's probably, we've learned that Kyle is very competitive.
Yeah.
He said, could I outdrink you in a sitting?
Yes.
There you go, brother. So here we go, guys. It's our turn to ask questions, and here are the rules for our game of Two for the Road. Everybody gets to be asked two questions, and once the two questions are done, you cannot repeat the same thing for you guys. Periscope, we want to say thank you guys for participating. So we'll start off with TK. Ask anyone you want. What do you have?
Question to them?
No, to us now.
Oh, to you guys.
Yes, any member. We all each get two. We'll just walk around the room. So whoever you want, it includes the beer of any course. Magnitude, any way you want to deliver it. What you got, Miss TK?
I want to know what you would.
Who? Me? Key? Oh, yes. Key. Yes, yes.
What you would offer on Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, I don't even.
Significant other.
Shit, I don't even celebrate it. If I had to. I don't. I think if I love you, I think I'd just show you every day. But it's the truth. I just don't. I hate gimmicky things. But if I had to do it on that day, which I don't mind doing, I'd have to give you fucking Sammy Claus. And the reason why I'd have to give you Santa Claus, it's strong enough, sweet enough to show you how much I fucking love you.
Nice.
Yeah. And you can age that too. My love is infinite. Oh, baby. Oh, if that don't get me some anal on this goddamn day, then I'm going to have to just turn this fucking rape into a murder. All right. So there we go. All right, you got it. All right. Love bug.
Yes.
Out of all these beers, which beer would you give your children when they become of age to drink?
The habanero one.
You would
hands
give
down.
The Brew Rebellion. Chris Martin, S'mores Porter.
Yes.
You would hands down give out that habanero.
Yes, I'll give them a little bit of Hispanic culture up in that, and okay. You know what? And they would love it.
Nice. All right, it's your turn, Miss Lovebug. Ask anyone you want.
Frank.
Yes.
Who would you give your loved one?
You can't use that one.
No
repeating.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Repeating.
Yeah, so you got to ask something totally different.
Okay, between the two Games of Thrones, which one do you like more? And which one would you drink regularly if you had a choice?
Ah, which out of the two would you drink as a daily?
I don't know if I would drink either of them as a daily. If I'm going to go to the store and I'm specifically looking for a Game of Thrones beer, I would go for the Valar Dahorse.
Nice.
I liked that it was a little bit boozier. I thought that the Seven Kingdoms, while good, just didn't stand up enough without the booze.
All right, Frank, you're up, bud.
Love bug.
Yeah.
You're going to brain an old lady with one of these bottles.
That means take the bottle and hit her in the head.
Which one, right, she's a nasty customer, called you bad things.
Bad things.
Which one of these bottles are you going to grab and hit her over the head with?
Either one of the Game of Thrones, because they're thick. Ooh. And she'll fill that shit.
Nice. You must really hate that bitch.
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this point now, Miss Lovebug is completely out of any one of us asking questions. So that means Lovebug's going to ask her question and she's pretty much out of the game. Because I asked you and he asked you. So you get to ask everybody else.
Miss TK.
Yes.
Okay, so what was your overall favorite of the night?
Sammy Claus.
That's your love?
That would be my classic love, yes.
Are you surprised?
I am, because how the bottle, the label, it doesn't have that pop where I'm like, okay, I want that bottle.
Right.
It's so...
So let me ask you this. Are you purchased beer, TK? Are you someone that is more appealed by the advertisement usually?
Yes. I'm materialistic sometimes. But yes, I do look at things that are appealing to me. When I taste it, it changes everything. But yes, I would say yes. I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
Well, you want something presented in a good package.
It doesn't have the glitteriness.
I would say the label is very prestigious, more royal looking, something more like a wine bottle label.
Yeah, right.
So it's pretty prestigious looking.
Like you were saying, it's something you would walk right past.
Absolutely. Definitely.
And not...
Yeah, if you didn't know what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. If you didn't know what it was, you would just walk right past it.
All right, TK, me, you, and Frank are one apiece away. So, yes, that means Frank's got one question you can ask, I've got one, and then you've got one, and then we're out of here.
All right. Does it matter what question I ask?
You can ask anything you want.
As long as it wasn't asked.
Yep. And you can direct
it to either... Does it have to pertain beer? I'm just kidding.
Somehow. You could be somehow, yeah.
All right. So, just saying, if you would purchase another type of beer, just saying you have a Game of Thrones party... Mm-hmm. Would you actually buy the beer to have that party, or you'd be like...
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. So if I was throwing a Game of Thrones party and I had to pick one of these two,
right,
I'd have to go with the Valor of the Horse. The other one I don't want to be lackluster. I really don't want beer left over. I think the blue label one, the Valor of the Horse, would be the best one because it's flavorful. I think just the way the Belgian yeast kicks through, it puts you in a proper setting, and I think I'd have to put them all in steins.
So, got it.
All right, I'm out. So here we go. TK. Out of all these beers, which one would you have changed by adding what?
Oh my god, you have to answer that question.
Well, I was going to be nasty, but I think I wanted to shock the listeners.
By adding what?
Yeah, like if you
were... What would you add to it?
Yeah, what would you add to it to change it?
The Game of Thrones, I say that blue label.
Okay, the Valor of the Horse, what would you add to it to have changed?
I think I would add a little more, I guess, sweet to it.
Okay. Right.
It wasn't as weedy as the other one.
Okay.
But I guess I like that weedy taste.
Right.
And I would, that's what I would do.
All right, fair enough. That means you're out. So that means you get to ask Frank the last question.
All right, Frank.
Yes, dear.
Okay. So, are you married, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That ain't gonna stop the question. Just ask the damn question.
Ask it anyway.
Yeah, Molly is very supportive of the show.
All right. What would you bring Molly on a, one of those chill nights where you're watching Netflix and you're like, taste this, honey. Like, this beer is, chill night beer.
Probably go for the Midas Touch. It's sweet and it's not too... It doesn't present itself as boozy even though it's 9%. So I think it's easier to drink. Sammy Claus is fantastic. By far, out of all five, that's been my favorite of the night. But I think that if you're having a romantic evening with somebody, you want something that's a little easier drinking so you can have a few more of them and then have really crazy, sweaty monkey sex.
Good.
All right, guys. So at this point right now, so I'm going to just walk around the room. I think I kind of want to add this part in.
Please.
All right. So TK. We want to say thank you so much for showing up again. We really enjoyed your sneakiness on the last show at the last party.
Thank you for having me.
Do appreciate that. Do you have any social media that you want people to check you out on, like maybe an Instagram or a phone number, social security number?
I know. I'm a serious TK.
All right.
You would have to look me up if you want to. But I will not tell you.
Fair enough. No, I just wanted to kind of put that out there. We really do enjoy you, and we really hope you can bring your ass back here. You're fucking phenomenal. Everyone that's watching on Periscope, they don't even get to see what you look like, except for a couple of little blurbs, but whatever. I want to thank you for bringing your meats, pull your pants down. Now, Miss Lovebug.
Yeah.
Same question applies to you. Did you have a good time?
I did have a fabulous time with you, Mr. Keith.
Is there any social media you want people to check you out at? Maybe your Instagram, maybe your porn site, know, things like that.
I'm really thinking about doing foodie porn soon, so I'll get back to you on that.
All right, let me know about the foodie porn. Gross, but great. No one wants to see you shove legs of turkey in you. I mean,
Pizza in my vajay.
All right, and Frank, I really do appreciate you always, man. Like,
sure.
Show has gone left and right, dude.
Yep.
Great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let the ladies go ahead and say their goodbyes and maybe let you guys know what's awesome about obsbeers.com. So go ahead, Lovebug, if you want to just say your goodbyes. Let everybody know how you felt, the experience, the overall vernacular of what we do.
Thank you for having me tonight. OBS Beers is a wonderful company, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. And Key and Frank are just wonderful.
Hmm.
And, you know, thank you so much for having me here.
Absolutely. To be here, OBS Beers, thank you, Key and Frank. I am the mysterious TK, and thank you for having me here.
Snizzle.
We'll have you anytime.
Fuck, I want to have her now. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we want to get out of here, guys. Make sure you guys, we want to give a huge shout out to chilloverradio.net. We want to thank the company, the station, the radio, everybody. We want to thank the editors who make us sound phenomenal for you guys. We also want to thank everybody watching on Periscope. We want to thank the whole Bottle Squad. We love you guys so much. Again, Frank, it's always an honor to work with you, man. If you guys want to check us out, go over to lbsbeers.com. We are featured on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, what we got, Instagram, Untapped,
Pinterest,
Snapchat, Pinterest, fucking Skype, Glide, all that shit, guys. It's all on the website on obsbeers.com. And if you need to look us up, it's just OBS Beers. Do a search. So beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
And we'll check you guys next time.
See ya.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.